Gun control is in the headlines again following two mass shootings in the US over the weekend, the 21st and 22nd mass shootings in America this year. President Donald Trump has said that he stands with everyone in the country in condemning the hateful act. However, some have questioned the role of the president's divisive rhetoric over such attacks and the spreading influence of white nationalism. Pat Fordham has the story.
In the wake of the El Paso and Dayton shootings in the US over the weekend, nations around the world are asking what this means for them, specifically how to combat the recurring white nationalist attacks happening ever more frequently. As with the Christchurch attack, the Texas shooter posted a manifesto online shortly before his attack. Head of counterterrorism at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, Dr. Isaac Kaffir, says the language used in the document can go some way to revealing the shooter's motivations.
Words that sort of appear in his manifestos are like the Great Replacement and the notion of invasion. So there's clearly a growing perception in the United States that the so-called white or Anglo-Saxon Christian race is facing an existential threat, and therefore they need to combat this alleged threat.
Many of these conspiracies of white repression exist and are propagated online.
There is the issue of online messaging boards. So, you know, a lot of discussions have taken place about mainstream platforms like WhatsApp, Facebook, Twitter, and others. Now, in the case of the first shooter, you know, within an hour, if not less, Twitter had suspended the account of some of the individuals who were pushing that sort of narrative. So there's clearly greater activity from mainstream social media outlets.
Law enforcement agencies have struggled in recent years combating this issue, leaving online platforms vulnerable to malicious activity.
Where we struggle is with websites such as 4chan, 8chan, and others, because they're often hosted in other jurisdictions. So I believe that 8chan, for example, is being hosted out of the Philippines. Mm-hmm. So we need to have a better conversation about how to deal with claim to promote free speech, but in fact engage in the dissemination of hateful ideas.
These white nationalist ideologies have become more prevalent over the past few years and now pose a threat not only to the US, but other Western nations, even here at home. Spokesperson for Gun Control Australia, Charles Watson, says he believes there is a new level of acceptance of these radical views, allowing the idea to flourish with certain individuals.
Well, I don't think it's so much spread. It's more allowing it to become exposed. These white supremacists have always been there in the United States, but Trump's rhetoric has basically given them the green light to say and do virtually whatever they want. And, you know, in Australia, there's a fair number of racists, and there are people like the guy in who went to Christchurch to shoot the people there who are equally intent on shooting the people that he hates. So the potential is definitely there.
Watson argues that it should be more difficult for extremists to obtain these weapons and cites Australia's famously strict gun laws as a model for other countries. But recent pushes by gun owners to water down such laws could cause an issue.
Many of these additional control items have been eroded away by the presence of shooters' parties in the state parliaments. And we've seen some erosion. Fortunately, still not enough to get rid of the semi-automatic weapon ban. And so we're sitting okay, but we're worried that actually things could be a lot better in Australia.
Watson has also stated that he believes that there should not be a place for military-style weapons in modern society.
It's just incredibly hard to understand why no one realises that that's the case in the United States. Of course, they're flooded with these semi-automatic weapons, which have no other function other than to shoot a lot of people.
Charles Watson, spokesman for Gun Control Australia, ending that report by Pat Fordham.